Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two on the Sunday edition. Open world government being announced. Open end of the dollar. They're announcing your kids are going to have to go to school 12 months out of the year. Total police state. They've got the kids chanting and replacing Obama's name with Jesus' name in classic hymns in public schools. The New Jersey superintendent's defending it. They're in Newark. I mean, this we're entering the twilight zone. Luke Radowski, who was tortured in jail by the military and police, is coming up. Let's play some more of this video and then go to Luke. Here's more of this video. There's Luke Bullhorning. He successfully took over MSNBC. Did a great job. We've got that up at Infowars.com.
Down here. Here we go. Time to go home, boys.
Oh, he's a tough guy. He can attack defenseless people engaged in the First Amendment. He's tough. He takes the restraint of the people as the authorization to brutally attack them. Attack old women with police dogs. Here you have the police riot in progress. Get out. He just hit him with a billy club.
Yeah, and they're pushing him over these.
Watch him try to get his bike back.
And you said they blood came out of his?
Right here. Boom, break his knuckle, he runs away. And then they spray.
And you know, when a cop tackles you, they call that assault. So they can break your hand, break your head, vital women with dogs. But that's good, see, because they're good men keeping America safe from the narcotic scourge and then the terror scourge. And now the scourge of the American people. Look at the police dog. Oh, they're so tough.
And right here, I'm about to zoom in on this is really when the most arrests started to take place right here past this area. You'll see people just...
All right, hit pause. We're going to go to Luke Radowski now for a few minutes and come back with him to tell the story. We're going to finish up with this video and other comments from you guys. And Ron Paul is coming up with us on this Sunday edition. Luke Radowski, I was asking you how you're doing. You said you are pretty torn up.
You have no idea how horrible it has been the last couple of days going through this huge ordeal. We were there with a bullhorn peacefully telling people not to break things. We were exposing agent provocateurs, those anarchists that were destroying Pittsburgh. We were telling them that we were going to stop them from doing this, and we were telling the police officers to uphold their oath to the Constitution. It was surreal seeing thousands and thousands of police officers in martial law stormtrooper uniforms billy clubbing people. I got billy clubbed. I got tear gas. They used sound wave weapons against their own people that they used in Iraq and they used in Afghanistan. The ordeal going through the detention centers by the National Guard. The FBI was there taking everybody's information, and then they singled me out and Lee, my camera guy, We Are Change Chicago. They sent us to state prison. Out of 500 people who were arrested, we were the few people sent to state prison. And now I am faced with two charges against me. I have to go back to Pittsburgh this Wednesday to face a judge against how they set us up. They lied blatantly to all the people there. It was a horrible scene seeing America being destroyed firsthand.
We're going to break all this down in the next segment. So, and tell us blow by blow what happened to you. But on video after video, you were there exposing the 20 or 30 anarchists that were making the thousands of demonstrators look bad. They look like informants. We caught them in Denver, mainstream Denver Post. They were feds. We caught them in Canada last year. They're getting caught in England. Do you believe these were agent provocateurs?
I definitely believe that because these people had no common sense or rationale, and we were there speaking out against it, and most of the good people there were feeling and clapping every time I said, you know, don't let these anarchists make all of us look bad. We have to fight for the minds and hearts of the people and not break their property.
And that's why you were singled out. Stay there, Luke Radowski at WeAreChange.org. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Jason Burmis, Rob Dew, who was arrested, and... of course, we also have Luke Radowski, who wasn't just arrested. He was tortured, beaten, gassed, and set up. We'll talk to him on the other side of this quick break. More video and audio straight ahead, too.
The illusion created.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall?
Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All these years, the IMF and World Bank bragged that they would set up a private bank of the world and carbon tax you. We got laughed at, even though we had the documents. Now it's all being announced, world government being announced everywhere. Every major paper in the country we've looked at carried the headline New World Order. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. And I saw headlines about global summits happening in Canada where they said it'll be Chinese-style control. No free speech, no banners, no marches, no permitted marches. The government permitted. They turned a right into a privilege. Mm-hmm. One march for the G20. And then they wouldn't allow them to march. Then they went into neighborhoods. They stopped anybody on their front porches. This was about the government knowing that the American people are the lowest form of scum, and that we're here to pay taxes, take their vaccines, drink their fluoride water, and shut up. And again, we have to get, notice the Tea Parties in San Diego, they have the sound weapons out there. That's what NORTHCOM's for. That's what Homeland Security's for. They tell you it's for Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. But that's a CIA creation. It's for the American people. Luke Radowski of We Are Change. Just a great patriot. If you watch my film Truth Rising, you'll see New York police saying his backpack's a bomb, his camera's a gun. They say, we know it's not a gun or a bomb, but we're going to say it is and arrest you. This is the type of stuff you go through in America where police will frame you on video and are so criminal and evil, they think it's normal. Remember Dallas, Texas. They just randomly pull cars over, throw bags of chalk in the back, and then take your car and home. The government is rogue and criminal. And we better wake up to the fact that this happens in every other society and country, but Americans can't believe it's happening here. It is happening here. Luke, from everybody I talked to that got arrested, including Rob Due, you got it the worst of anybody, and so did Red Cross medic people. But they were protecting the anarchists, the few dozen they clearly had hired. Now, we proved in this in Denver, in Canada. I keep repeating that. Mainstream news, it's in the Obama deception and the extras, where they admit the police pose as anarchists. In Greece, they got caught this year posing attacks. And that was on National Greece television. Why do they do that? Because they want to shut down free speech and demonstrations in America. Obama says he wants to shut down web freedom. The Austin police chief saying he wants to go after people that criticize him now. And I've had him in studio, but I mean, he seems like a nice guy, but he's got warrantless checkpoints taking blood now. I mean, this country's going to hell in a handbasket. Luke Radowski, tell folks what happened to you blow by blow, what you saw the first 3 days, and then what happened to you Friday.
Mostly Friday, we were out there meeting outside Pittsburgh University where students were gassed the night before. And we were there talking to the police officers, and a huge crowd of everybody just gathered around us because they were loving about what we were saying about all these agent provocateurs making everybody look bad. I was telling the police officers, you know, you guys are brothers and sisters. There's no reason why you should be fighting each other. There's no reason why you should be attacking us and letting a small group of people dictate how you react to us. And the message was getting out to a lot of people. That's what we've been doing throughout this whole G20, just talking to the police officers and talking to the people there. I mean, we got
And that's why when they arrested you and tortured you, they singled you out. And they said
everybody in the jail system, everybody that when I was being processed, when I was sent to state jail, everywhere I went, I was like, oh, there's this guy over here. He's a major celebrity. He's been on the news all the time, hasn't he? And they've been making all these jokes about me. They definitely signaled me out. But my message was a message of reason, trying to calm things down, make everything peaceful, and make sure nobody gets hurt. And I was out there. Everybody knew who I was, all the police officers, all the correction officers. Exactly. And we were there speaking, and then out of nowhere, all these police officers come out of nowhere, and they totally just engulf the whole area, and they block off all the perimeters. They told us to leave the park. We left the park, and we were talking to them like we're doing nothing wrong. There's literally five times as many police officers than there were the people there. The people weren't even protesting. We were just meeting at a park. There were civilians walking by, talking to each other.
But again, you're not allowed to meet on your front porch, not in a park, not day or night. You now live in tyranny.
Exactly.
Continue, Luke, because it's important that they singled you out more than anybody with the charges, with the strip search, with the torture. Go ahead. You want to say something?
They were calling me the ringleader, and I was just trying to keep the peace between the police officers and the people there.
They don't want that.
Exactly. They did. They said, me and Luke were trying to get out with our press passes, and they said, nope, this guy's starting everything. He's the one. He's the ringleader here. And they sat him down and did the zip ties right on his back. And all he was preaching was, we got to watch out for agent provocateurs, and we got to love one another, or this system is going to tear.
You don't do that in America. No. Veterans fought so that police and Darth Vader outfits can beat teenage girls. You understand? So that foreign banks can steal $23.7 trillion. That's what this country's about. Anybody that says it was about freedom is Al-Qaeda.
We got everybody out of the park because they kicked us out the park. We were on the sidewalk. And then as we were trying to leave, the police officers block off another street. It was literally police officers coming out of every corner, every street, so we couldn't escape. We were by this church and this park, and the police officers started corralling us in. So we walked into the park trying to escape. We got everybody over the fence. We walked into this park, and we were walking across the street. And across the street, there's a line of police officers. They shot off one of those grenades right in front of everybody. Huge smoke grenade goes off. We go to the right. There's no police officers. A band of police officers start running out of nowhere, out of the corner. And I'm on the board, and I was like, guys, we just want to go home. Can you please clear out for us so we could go home? I turned around, and when I turned around, I had the billy club right in my back and right in the back of my head. Nailed me with the billy club. I almost fell to the floor. The police officers got enraged, started screaming and acting like mad animals, billy clubbing anybody in their way. They billy clubbed me right in the back of my knee, back of my neck. My friend Sam from We Are Change Ohio fell on the floor. I'm picking him up. This police officer just slashes his baton right on the floor. I picked him up right up, and right where he was laying, the baton just smashed the floor. They started screaming, batoning us, running after us. The whole crowd was running away from
us. And I want to stop you. I want to stop you. They're going to say the police are patriots as they come in your home and take your guns. New Orleans was a laboratory test, and they're admitting G20 was a laboratory test, studying us, the slaves. They went into the high and dry areas and took guns out of wealthy people's homes and batoned them and tackled women. And the police chief, all the guns will be taken. The FBI led flatback trucks of troops in to take the guns. And the news will say, you're not a patriot if you don't turn them in. Now, who's the patriot? The people coming to take your guns or the American people? And if you don't think that the police won't follow orders to take you to a FEMA camp, as they've been training them to do, if you don't think they won't take your guns, they have been brainwashed.
Completely.
The most important thing that we have to understand here, the police were telling us to disperse at the same time, blocking everybody off. My friend Nate from We Are Change Rhode Island was there saying he heard the cops saying, you block them off, we're going to arrest all of them. At the same time, the huge LRAD machine has gone off saying, disperse, get out of here, or you will be arrested. They were blocking everybody off.
They take their normal hunting instincts and turn it against their own species. But hey, cops, you think you're tough and dark and powerful? The bankers are putting stuff in your water supply, applying your vaccines, and stealing all your money. So don't worry.
Yeah.
You don't win. Just know that. You don't win.
Yeah.
Luke, tell us what happened once they arrested you.
We faced the wall, and then we had to jump a gate to get away from the police officers. We jumped another gate and went left because there was police officers right, and they outflanked us. As I'm jumping over this gate, everybody's jumping, falling, hurting themselves. This guy batons me right on my back. I was tripping and running, and we ran. And as we ran, the police officers blocked off the other route. They blocked us in against this wall in all three ways.
And that is excessive force. That is violence, but they're setting the precedent that what they get in trouble for Rodney King 20 years ago, they get a medal for today.
Yeah.
Again, assaulting people, being able to murder people, like the girl at the Red Sox game. She comes out of a bar. They shoot her in the face with a rubber bullet. She dies. The cops had a celebration. Hey, they got to kill a 20-year-old woman. They're powerful. They actually, that's like a trophy. They like see that guy that killed her now as a real man in the force. Who, you murdered a 20-year-old girl. A journalist, you're tough. You kill. That's right. We kill Americans. That's what we're here for.
On the bullhorn, I was telling them, let us leave like you're saying us to leave. They blocked us all in, and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to leave you. We're going to let you leave in a couple minutes. And I was like, so let us leave now. What's your problem? And then they were all talking against each other. They brought in their arrest teams, and they told everybody, lay on your stomach and put your hands behind your back. We all did that, and then the police officers walking by with the tear gas was just walking by this huge 6-foot-5
guy. Yeah, that's why they have Abu Ghraib and torture in the public schools. And torture in Iraq, and the Army's report says they rape children with battery acid. Go read the Army's report. But, oh, that's good, see. That's good. And see, now it's going to happen to us because they got an army of psycho demons.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul is coming up in the two final segments. Coming from Ron Paul, talking about this whole world government announcement and his auditing the Fed hearings that are going on. Key information on that front. But Jason Burmes is going to be live 9 to midnight Central. But he's not on your local AM and FM.
6 to 9, Alex.
That's right. I used to be, yeah. What time did I say?
9 to midnight.
That's when I used to be on as a rebroadcast. You're going to be on 6 to 9. Got it backwards there. And so when this show ends, you'll be able to hear that. And they're going to have Luke back on. We're going to have Rob Dew also on if he wants to stay and do that. And we'll have Luke Radowski back on to tell more of the story. But you were telling the story about when you were in jail, they would come watch you use the bathroom and make jokes.
Yeah, they would take two escorts to walk you to the porta potty outside because I guess you weren't good enough to use the inside facilities. And then they would leave the door open, and then one of them would sit there and make cracks at you. You know, little they would make
games. Well, no, because these are people that couldn't get a job in the real world. These are the sadists. These are the people that were torturing puppy dogs out back when they were a kid that nobody liked. I'm not saying all of them, but when you see police dogs attacking old women in broad daylight in Pittsburgh because they're out shopping with shopping bags, it's not right to do this to old women. And you know, they do these police drills at public schools where they unannounced come in and say terrorists are attacking to screw up their minds. I mean, it's just the government's big and out of control and is robbing us blind. Luke, tell us what happened to you in jail once they arrested you.
I mean, they sent us in these buses. I mean, there's people next to me bleeding from the side of their faces, bleeding everywhere from being batoned. I had two people sitting next to me on the bus bleeding. Other people wanted to use the bathroom. They were not allowed to see the medic for 4 to 5 hours. People soiled their pants because they couldn't use the bathroom. There were soldiers there from Iraq that were arrested with us that said that the Iraqi prisoners get better treatment than this. If they want to use the bathroom,
no one is as low as an American.
Yeah, the medic let them see them. But these people, we were treated so such horribly, and we were sent to this detention center that was run by the National Guard and the Army. The FBI was there taking everybody's information down. And they had so many people who were there that they couldn't process everybody. And they just sat us up. I mean, the way we were treated worse than prisoners. These military guys were coming up to us saying, stand up straight, look at the wall, don't speak, don't say a single word. They were treating us like we were, like, not even human beings.
And we had handcuffs on the entire time.
Yeah,
that's right. In violation of the Geneva Convention, they kept you in handcuffs.
Exactly. And then I had these plastic handcuffs on. I was asking these guys, please loosen them. One of the police officers ran up, I think it was a National Guardsman even, and tightened them all the way. I couldn't feel my fingers. I told those guys I had a bad shoulder from playing football.
They can't wait to get our guns. They can't wait to touch our kids.
Bent me over and twisted my shoulder as far as they could, and they messed it up really bad. And it was just horrible the way they were just speaking and treating us. I mean, there were some guys that heard my message were coming up to me, patting me on the back, saying, good job, I'm sorry you have to be here. And, you know, this was not my decision. You know, these guys are just telling us what to do, but I'm really sorry.
Well, let's be clear, Luke, the military was in charge. The FBI was in charge. They announced that they were running the Threat Integration Center. And we just tried to go interview the spokesman Wednesday night, and they let us leave and then called and said we were terrorists.
We fled the scene.
And not only that, they tried to entrap us. Okay, they called up Douglas saying that they were Alamo and we were going to get 2 free days for the car. No, They wanted him to come in with the car so they could detain him.
Well, no, he admitted that on the phone. I called the policeman who did it, and he said, well, we do ruses all the time. We think you may be terrorists. And I said, so because we went to where they said the spokesman was. This is, I mean, folks, this is secret police. They're everywhere. It's called NORTHCOM. They're now all over the country from coast to coast. The YouTube videos are pouring in. Army, Marines, National Guard running checkpoints, searching kids at high school basketball games. I mean, they're getting us ready for total takeover, Luke.
Crazy thing is, they sat me up in a section, and then they were taking me out, and they were taking me on a bus to state prison for some reason. It was me and Lee from We Are Change Chicago that were sent on this bus. And as we're going on this bus, you know, there's these people in these black uniforms, not with the National Guards. I'm like, who are you guys with? Are you guys with Blackwater? He's like, yeah, you should thank Blackwater, because if you didn't have Blackwater, you wouldn't have any freedom. I'm like, what are you talking about? Blackwater rapes little women and children in Iraq. And they're like, you're crazy. They threw me in the bus, shoved me in the bus. We went all the way down to the bus to the state prison. Me and Lee from We Are Change Chicago, we got targeted, and everybody else was staying there. We were the ones facing charges. Everybody was released without a charge, without a court date. They sent us to the state prison. We go into the state prison. It looked like a scene out of Nazi Germany. These Gestapo cops coming in there with their batons, pointing it right in my face as I'm sitting there for like 10, 20 minutes. They take me out, strip search me, go through every little thing that I have, went through everything, treating us, pushing us around, not even, you know, guiding us, but shoving us everywhere we're supposed to go, shoving us against
the wall.
Because
you're an American that dare stands up to the foreign bankers. And in closing, Luke, you'll cover this more 6 to 9 with Jason Burmes tonight. We can even have you co-host if you want. The point here is that this is total federalization. This is what they have in store for the American people. The government has gone rogue, and they declared martial law across the city and attacked women with police dogs. I mean, this is just the height of sickeningness.
Alex, everywhere I went, when they threw me in the jail, they had these people there that were interviewing us for the judge, and they're like, yo, you're that guy on TV. We saw you on Channel 2 and Channel 7 and NBC Nightline News. And then everybody there was like, yeah, that's that guy. That's him right there. And everybody I encountered knew the message we were trying to get.
Well, let me say
something
there about Blackwater. I got a call from the G20 security Friday. I talked to him, didn't know, call the number. It was a police number. Never wrote a report because I was busy finishing Fall of the Republic. And then what ended up happening is we posted the article from Raw Story. Drudge also did. G20 said, those are secret officers in police uniforms. They were hired. And now the MO is those were some type of Blackwater. And we know they used Blackwater to raid marijuana distilleries, dispensaries in California. You're about to say something?
Yeah. The first day we were there and the first day we encountered any of the actual riot police, there was a gentleman in a USMC dressed up like a construction worker. And I noticed him around and I was like, well, he's got this walkie-talkie. He looks like he might be secret police. So then, just turning another corner, probably 2-3 hours later that I'd seen him, I see him again. And I filmed him, and I filmed his red truck and the license plate. While me and Rob Dew were at the facility awaiting to talk to a spokesperson, 5 other red trucks, the same exact make and model as the one that gentleman had, come rolling out of the...
Oh, yeah, we've been to urban warfare drills where they have the Marines and Army in plain clothes. And again, you go, can I talk to your media person? You're on a terror list for the rest of your life. I mean, these people are sick. They hate this country. They think we're Iraq. And they literally will do to us and our women what they've done to the Iraqis, killing over 1 million of them. This government is rogue and criminal. Guys, Ron Paul's coming up, but in 30 minutes, Luke's going to be back on with Jason Burmes. If it's on your local AM and FM, 6 to 9, Infowars.com, on the audio and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job, all of you. Great job, Luke Radowski. We'll see you then, Luke. Good job.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
we are change.org.
I got a court case Wednesday. We need all your help and support to get through this and fight for the First Amendment.
We're out of time for this segment. You're going to be back up when the next show comes on. I wanted to throw this out, too, before we ended this interview, this live interview, and go to Congressman Ron Paul. My new film, Fall of the Republic, details how this is criminal, how a criminal group of bankers have taken over, how they're setting up the carbon tax, the secret police, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and spies. the local community is being taken over by the feds. It's on pre-sale now. It ships October 21st. Get your order in now for Fall of the Republic, and it will ship to you first.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Congressman, it is great to have you, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you again.
I want to get in the final segment into your book coming out in the Fed, but first, I've got the Times of London, the London Telegraph, AFP, dollar under scrutiny at G20 summit. HSBC bids farewell to dollar supremacy. They say the world is now going to move away from the dollar. They're announcing global governments. President Klaus, your friend, you've been over there to speak as a guest of the government, is saying this is global government at the UN yesterday. So people are waking up, But now the establishment is making its move. Can you speak to what's happening with the dollar?
Well, the dollar, of course, today bounced up a little bit, but that's just temporary because of some announcements. But the dollar is in bad trouble, and they know it. And a lot of people ask me exactly what's going on in the G20 meetings, and, of course, there are a lot of announcements. But I think the really big stuff that goes on at these meetings is behind the scenes, and there are no announcements. My guess would be that behind the scenes, they are really, really making the plans for what's going to replace the dollar reserve standard, because they're sick and tired of us getting a free ride. We get to print the money and get to spend it, and they're supposed to hang on to it as if it were gold. So, but they're planning on something else, but they have a job in front of them, because it's not easy creating another fiat currency. Usually when a government ruins a currency, they go back to something more sound and back their currency or make gold and silver legal tender. They don't want to do that. That's why I suspect they'll move in the direction of just a new world order. And I hear, and I've heard Obama recently use that term again. They got to have a new world order. And they've been working on that for a long time. And I'm sure they're not worried all that much about a crisis coming, and they might look at it as an opportunity, you know, for promoting their cause. And that's what we should be concerned about.
Well, that's what Congressman Grayson said last hour with us, is that the banks, he believes, have engineered this to create a crisis to vertically integrate society, and then they offer the solution as this new bank of the world that will fund itself off carbon taxes and Tobin taxes. Al Gore's called for that. Gordon Brown this week, as you know, has called for a new world order under the Tobin tax, and that they're just going to have regional cashless systems with the big bank reserves already going to a cashless system, and then all the nation state currencies will still be there, but they'll be globally standardized.
Yeah, but what we have going for us is that their system can't work. It's just sort of like worrying about the Soviet Union. We worried about it for a long time and had to be, and they were very powerful. But even Mises, long time ago, predicted it won't last. The system doesn't work. So what they're proposing really doesn't work. It's sort of like what they did, the IMF and our Treasury did in the 60s and early 70s. We're going to print money, and it's going to be worth $35 an ounce and, you know, guaranteed. Well, the market overwhelms. So we should be concerned. We should fight it. We should expose them, and we should do our very best. But ultimately, the markets will rule. The biggest threat is probably the political threat, that how much are they going to crack down on us? How far are they going to go? And can we ever regain, you know, the influence on the government where their job is to protect us and protect our liberty rather than serving the special interest? That, to me, is really the bottom line.
Congressman, the Federal Reserve, as you know, has hired the top Enron lobbyist firm to come in the last 3 months and demonize the End the Fed protest. It's come out in the Baltimore Sun that the Army is surveilling the End the Fed protest and that all protest is now being considered low-level terrorism. They're trying to demonize us that way. They've also told Congress, as you know, that, oh, you're not allowed under the Constitution to get involved in what the Federal Reserve does, even though it's in the Constitution that the Congress control the issuance of currency and credit and set the monetary policy. So isn't that the ultimate big lie, to say that this thing that didn't come along until 1913, this private banking consortium, can tell Congress you're not allowed to be involved in what we do?
I mean, it's amazing how long they've gotten away with it, but we're getting the American people informed well enough that 75% of the people now, when they're polled, agree with us. I think it's interesting. I can give you a little tidbit about tomorrow, and maybe Alan told you the same thing. But, you know, we're having hearings tomorrow on 1207, and Barney Frank has fulfilled his promise to me. And he gave me one witness, and they were going to have two panels. Ordinarily, the majority has two witnesses against one, you know, 2-1. But then they have a government panel, which has to represent the body that we're addressing, which is the Federal Reserve. They were supposed to have three people testifying. Only one has agreed to come on the second panel, when there were going to be two in opposition to 1207. And my one pick, those two canceled out, too. So they're down to one person that came to testify against the 1207. And I suspect it may well be that they don't want to even be out there, you know, really chopping at the bit. They might work behind the scenes behind us, but they're not interested in taking us on in a public forum.
They don't want to give any attention to it. They think it may be covered by the news networks. Ed Bernanke or somebody like that is there, but it's too late. As you've said many times, the momentum is now beginning to shift. The people are like, why can't we audit the Fed? They're realizing that the real power structure, the real government, is the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And I meant to get to this issue of the hearings. Can you talk about what's going to happen tomorrow and then how you see the process unfolding in the months and years to come in bringing this corporate private banking dictatorship to heel?
Well, I think tomorrow's hearings will be pretty bland. That would be my guess. Probably not much media. But we'll get a recording of it. And Tom Wood, a good economist and historian from the Mises Institute, he'll be testifying for us. And he will have a very good statement, and he's a very bright person and knows, you know, how to handle a debate like this. Barney Frank will probably be not antagonistic nor derogatory toward the bill, and he will try to publicly pacify the people who are concerned and worried about it. But I don't think it'll be big news tomorrow, but it's big news among our circles because we have gotten them to a point where many others who have tried over the many, many decades and have never gotten this far. Just think, you know, Henry Royce, Wright Patman, and Henry Gonzalez, all coming from a liberal populist viewpoint, have always, and they were chairman of the banking committees, and they never got this far on auditing the Fed. So we are making progress, but it also might be a sign of how bad things are to wake up the American people to finally say, hey, what is this all about? What about this Fed? So I think it's the crisis that we're in as well as the time has come around. And I think our communications are so much better with radio talk shows like this as well as the Internet. This has really spread a message among people. Today I just walked out of my office. I was visiting with one of my constituents. And I had a young guy came out of his college. He was from Arizona. And his biggest issue was the Federal Reserve. And I think my constituent looked at him and said, wow, you know, he was so impressive. Some college kid from Arizona State came up and he was fascinated, you know, with the Federal Reserve. So we are making progress.
Is this the beginning of game over for the Federal Reserve? Because once they're identified as the true shadow government, the financial oligarchy, as long as they can operate in the shadows and pose as a federal agency, they were invincible. But once the curtain drops on the little man who we thought was the big, powerful Wizard of Oz, once the illusion is shattered, which is now happening, it begins the process of their fall.
I think it might be beginning, but I don't think we're very far along because I don't think they have yet begun to fight. I mean, they are going to be tenacious. Look at what they've done with the lawsuits under the Freedom of Information Act. They are resisting. They're fighting it. Those court cases are going to go on for years. They're going to fight this. They're going to resist and argue about turning over records. So it's not going to be real easy. I think what will happen when you have a dramatic change will be when the dollar quits working. I just think they're going to fight us tooth and nail, and it's going to be very, very difficult. They'll find the ways to further imprison people who demand that they use silver and gold. So I just think that it'll be runaway inflation, high interest rates, where the American people will say, yeah, I think we were told about this Federal Reserve, and we need to do more. And then they'll lose all credibility. And besides, printing the money won't help that much. The more they print, the worse it'll be. Right now, they printed a lot of money to try to patch the system together. And in some ways, they have patched it together, but they dumped all the bad assets on the taxpayer. You can't have a wealthy country by doing that. That has to have bad results. But when the dollar collapses, there's nowhere else to go.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congressman, I don't even pretend to know what's best to suggest you do tomorrow in these hearings, but I know you're a very polite, focused, intelligent, scholarly person. I would just encourage you to call him out and to be as aggressive as possible because that more firmly cements you as the leader. And I think you're the man for the job against these people. And I would also hope that you would entertain, and perhaps I would ask now what your opinion is of this, to bring up the conflict of interest issue, that you have this revolving door between Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and the governors of the private Fed like Geithner, Paulson, Bernanke, the campaign contributions to both parties. Of course, Barack Obama getting four times the Goldman Sachs money, almost five times that John McCain got. I really think if you just discredit them out of the gates, that's the one thing that I've noticed in these hearings, and I've watched scores of them. I know you've been in scores of them. I watch them at night when I get home. I record it, hours of it, and that seems to be the cross or the holy water to the vampires. Just to call these people out that they're the ones that changed the regulations, they're the ones that created the derivatives, they're the ones that are a revolving door in there robbing the bank.
Well, there'll be a limit to how much of that I can do because I'll have a five-minute opening statement and 5 minutes to quiz the individuals. But they're not sending the people that would that you could really hit on those questions. They're sending the general counsel. Now, he's going to be a legal guy. He's going to explain the law and that sort of thing. They're going to hide behind the technicalities of the law. I think your suggestions are good. We should call on them, but I will have to decide tomorrow exactly how I'm going to hit them and what the atmosphere is like.
Sure, we don't want to let the cat out of the bag or let them know our plan of attack to defend the Republic. But clearly, if you say, sir, because obviously you're going to be asking him questions for a future hearing, can you go back and ask him how the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve gives itself waivers to allow them to give money to institutions they own stock in?
Yeah. Well, it should be shocking, but unfortunately, that's about the way they run everything. They're always, skirting the law. It's only the people who have to, if they have any infraction on not obeying an illegal law or disobeying or obeying the Constitution, then the roof comes down on us. But for them, that's, just routine activities. But they should be called on it, and that's exactly where the American people are waking up. They're sick and tired of hearing it, and the more they hear it, the better.
Congressman, looking at this, Congressman Grayson pointed out in the last hour, you in 1983 first introduced this audit the Fed bill, and then now here we are 25, 26 years later, and even though it may take a few more years to really have victory over these people, we are now, I believe, in the end game here. And can you speak to the power of perseverance and focus, you literally on the front lines toiling to do this? And then what is it like for you to actually see Jerusalem, to actually be going into the promised land, to now be able to look over the mountain, and after this 10,000-mile journey, you're now only a few hundred miles away?
I don't like to address that in a personal way as much as in general. I think if an individual wants, if a person wants to change things, they have to deal in principle. They have to have an ability to state it clearly, and they have to persevere. Perseverance, I think, is very, very important, but you have to have truth on your side, and eventually you do win. Actually, I did not believe we would get this far. I did not believe that the campaign that we ran last year would get very far. So it was much more encouraging to me to realize that there were a lot of people. I believed when I came to Congress, matter of fact, when I ran, I never thought I was even coming to Congress. When I came, I thought, well, my role and responsibility is to try to leave a record to saying, what would it be like if you had somebody that took the oath of office very seriously, how would that person vote, realizing, what I was up against, because I realized would use the term, you can't really run against Santa Claus, that you're not going to get reelected. So I was surprised I got elected, surprised I got reelected, but pleasantly surprised to find out that this attitude of perseverance and standing for principle, really can bring about, good results. So I'm pleased with it, but it's the power of the ideas more than my personal abilities, quite frankly.
Well, sir, I appreciate your humbleness. I'm not here trying to lavish praise on you for praise's sake. I think as a model or an example of perseverance, you are the standard. You're the blood of courage. And I want you to know I have three children, just like you have a lot of children and grandchildren. And I care about them, and I know that we're going to be a third world hell if you're not successful, if I'm not successful. And I just really do admire you, and I know everybody out there, we want to thank you for all you've done.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And evidently, our numbers are much bigger than any of us knows. You know the story about the remnant. Nobody can count the remnant. Nobody knows where they are. But they're out there, and I think they're... We each and every one of them are looking for each other, and it's just great to find allies. I always tell people in my crowds, I said, I don't know what tomorrow will bring, and I don't have over expectations. But in the meantime, we ought to have an enjoyment of associating with like-minded people and having these goals and ideals, because at least we can say that we made the effort and we communicated. But fortunately for us today, we have seen some fruits of our labor. Can you imagine fighting this battle in 1939 or sometime back then when they when the New Deal was in and then the world empire was really starting the militarism of the world? I would have thought back in 1938-39 in the Roosevelt era, it must have been pretty humbling for those who were trying to hold these principles together.
We've only got 7 minutes left with the congressman. I'm going to skip this break so we have time to do that. It's a network break. And before he leaves, we're going to talk about his new book, In the Fed, a manifesto, a constitution against this abomination, one arm of this larger private crime syndicate. But, Congressman, A, what can we do briefly to fight and help you and others that are leading this charge to defeat the Fed quicker in this battle, in this war for truth? A, and then B, what do you think their counterstrikes are going to be? The Governors Association a month ago wrote a letter to the Pentagon and the White House saying, what are you doing saying 379,000 troops they now want for Brigade Homeland through NORTHCOM? And that's also in the Progressive and AP. They are, I don't know if you've seen this, suddenly we're getting YouTube videos from Kingman, Arizona to Louisville, Kentucky, of regular National Guard and Army running checkpoints, sir, searching people. We've gone and interviewed them now. And it appears that we're seeing a slow takeover. And former congressman, former Republican leader, was in the Dallas Morning News, Dick Armey, just giving you a quick briefing in case, I'm sure you know about most of it, saying, yes, he believes Obama may use the flu scare to kind of smokescreen passing health care, gun control, open borders, financial reform, giving the banks more power. So can you speak to what we can do to fight these people and to the whole police state that's really expanding right now?
Well, I'm afraid Posse Comitatus is about dead, according to what Obama wants. You know, when they passed the HIPAA law was the one that said that they were going to protect your medical privacy. In actuality, it was exactly the opposite. Because in that HIPAA law, it said in case of a national emergency, the government has a right to all your records. Now, you talk about a scare. They keep scaring and frightening people, and they put the high executives taking these flu shots and how dangerous it is and on and on. So I think they're almost just welcoming and waiting. Boy, if there's just a little bit more, we can declare all this national emergency stuff. But it's done under, they have set the stage for doing it under medical control and control of disease. It's always, for these wonderful things. But unfortunately, I'm afraid the American people are going to suffer the consequences. But all we can do is expose them for what they are, and hopefully the American people will wake up.
Well, this really hit home for me, and I've talked to the county that Pittsburgh is in. You grew up there. What's the name of the county?
Allegheny.
Yeah, Allegheny. And I talked to the police officer. We got his name. My guys were trying to interview the military and trying to ask him, because there's 2,500 of them there, including regular Army and Air Force, along with National Guard. They said, may we speak to your public relations officer? And they said, no, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. And they followed him, got their license plate, and then called up posing as the rental car company, the police department did. And then when they told them who they were, the police officer switched gears and said, well, you're now on terror databases. You'll never get off of it. Laughed at them. And my employees are freaked out. These are just camera guys I've hired. And I called the police officer and I said, did you really do that? And he said, yeah, I did that. He thought it was funny to ruin people's lives.
Yeah. No, that's pretty bad, Dad.
In the Fed by Congressman Ron Paul, climbing up the top charts. Sir, we have 30 seconds left. Final comment.
All I know is that we're making progress, and I am very pleased. I just hope we can continue this way. And if we do our job, we can win this, but we live in very dangerous times.
God bless you, sir. Godspeed. And say hi to Carol and the rest of the family. And say hi to Wayne and everybody for us. And, again, we'll see you next time.
Very good. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.